The call disconnected on me went up after it went to voicemail. I apologize about that, but you did not answer again.
That's okay. No worries. I figured that it disconnected doing something like that.
Only pressed it twice when he was coming out of his phone call.
Okay, so you tell me what's the next move here.
I mean, I know you guys said what she was explaining, it goes to the next agent or whatever for the next company. But this happens kind of often. Like, do you guys do these phone calls often?
The last time it was open for us in Port St. Lucie was 56 months ago. So the last company who held it, they recently relocated their business somewhere else. Is the only reason that they vacated the position. So we had to move them over. They decided to move from Florida out to North Carolina, and we had to verify them, and they got to take their reviews and all that stuff with them. But that's the last time that we actually had this position open was 56 months ago. So roughly four and a half, five years. From what it sounds like, it seems like you're pretty interested. You're pretty sure your partner's going to give us the thumbs up, right?
I would think so, yeah. But I just don't want to do it without.
Sure. I understand. I'm married. That's a partnership. You know what I mean? You want to make sure that everybody's on board with everything. So when do you think you're going to get an opportunity to speak with him?
Hopefully he'll call me back within the next couple hours. Generally, it doesn't take too long to get back to me.
Okay. So this is what I'll do for you. I'm going to put it on a soft hold since there's only 2 hours and 45 minutes left of this shift. I'm going to put it on a soft hold. I'm going to send you a text with my direct phone number and extension line. I'm going to also send out the email. And then if I don't hear from you by, it's like 4:15 where you're at, right?
Yes.
If I don't hear from you by 6:30, then I'm going to call you. If you haven't called me or texted me to say, hey, what's up? I'm ready to go. Or he wants to talk to you or whatever. Then you can text me. You can call me, whatever's most convenient for you. So if you call in that 877 number, it's going to say, if you know the extension of your party, press it now. Just press the 224. If you dial back in on the number we're speaking on, you'll get a random person on the sales floor. And if you do that, you could say, I would like to be connected with Amy. I'm the only Amy here, and they'll send you over to me. Okay,
perfect.
I see an email address here for you, Michael, of extremeairnorthinc@gmail. Is that the best email?
Yes, ma'am. That'd be perfect. So then that way, if he might see that too.
Right. I'm going to send that out right now. It's going to come from anelson@localsplash.com. And then I look forward to talking with you soon and getting this closed down for you, okay?
Yes, ma'am. You have a lovely couple hours, and talk to you soon.
Me too. You have a great, lovely couple of hours, and I hope you're staying cool.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.